Okay, this is really cool. I'm down here at the Breakwater in Santa Barbara, right at the harbor. And we're going to spend some time today with the Maritime Museum with a couple of key people that are going to give us some insight as to what's happening here at the Maritime Museum and some of the great exhibits that they have to offer.
Thanks, Harold. My name's Julie McDonald, and I'm the executive director here at the Maritime Museum. Just as Harold said, we're right down here at the waterfront in glorious Santa Barbara, right at the waterfront's working harbor. The Maritime Museum was started back in 1994 by a group of dedicated boating enthusiasts, and we opened our doors in 2000 to the public. Since the year 2000, we have done amazing things with this Maritime Museum, from our incredible exhibits that we've built out and our education programs. Some of the education programs we're most proud of are our Tall Ship Youth Education Program and Immersion Presents. And I'd like to turn it over to Eleanor Burciaga, our Education Coordinator, to talk a little bit more about some of our programs here.
Thank you, Julie. Here at the Maritime Museum, we are dedicated to sharing the history of the Central Coast with the public. And we do this through our wonderful education programs. The Spirit of Dana Point Tall Ship Program is a program for fourth grade students. This last year, 350 students, teachers, and chaperones participated in this program. This program consists of curriculum that goes along with the state standards, a museum visit, and an overnight program where students participate in the activities aboard a tall ship.
The Education Tall Ship Program here at the museum is one of our premier programs, and we're so very proud of it because it's a living history program. The kids that participate in this program actually step back in time and become sailors on a ship of the 1800s. And because they're living the history, they remember it. So, Eleanor, I'd like you to talk a little bit more about our education programs. How about Immersion Presents?
Immersion Presents is a wonderful program founded by Dr. Ballard. He was the scientist who discovered the Titanic wreck. This program is geared towards middle school students and focuses on science and technology. Students come to the museum and participate in a live broadcast from an expedition site and an underwater exploration. We enjoy having this program come to us in the spring months.
Another highlight of this program is it takes place in our high-definition theater. We have the only high-definition theater on the Central Coast, so the kids participating in this program real time get to experience this expedition in an amazing theater. Some of our other education programs are our book club, which is more adult focused. We have a lecture series and film series here at the Maritime Museum that takes place in the evenings, as well as we have lots of visiting tall ships throughout the year. So please come down and step back in time with us and learn more about your rich maritime history. I'd now like to turn it over to Erin McCullough, our curator, to talk about some of the exciting exhibits we have on our forefront.
Thanks, Julie. As the curator, my job is to develop research and mount new exhibitions, and also to manage the artifact collection for the museum. We've had a great year, and I think it's indicative of the kinds of things that the museum will be offering in the future. We've opened our new Survival at Sea permanent exhibition. We brought in traveling shows like Titanic props from the James Cameron collection, Treasures of the Manila Galleons, which is still here, a Samana Nautica Sports Festival, spotlight on a local Carpinteria artist named Don Welsh, a Scrimshaw exhibit. Now, the Treasures of the Manila Galleons exhibition that I mentioned has been so popular that we've decided to extend its run. It will be on exhibit through January 7th, 2007, and that was organized by the San Diego Maritime Museum. Opening, in fact, this evening, we have the Santa Barbara Outrigger Canoe Club, 25 years of paddling, that will also be open through January 7th and will include a 40-foot outrigger canoe for much of the run of the exhibition. Now, our big focus for 2007 will be opening a permanent surfing exhibition, which will focus itself on the people, places, and innovations of Santa Barbara surfers and the impact of others, other locals, such as filmmakers, on the sport worldwide. Now, we're looking at a number of different traveling shows for the next few years. Visit our website to find out more information. Those plans are being finalized. And in the immediate future, Following the surfing exhibition, you can expect permanent exhibits on shipwrecks, focusing on the Winfield Scott wreck, NOAA weather kiosk, permanent Channel Islands history exhibit, military, oil resources, commercial fishing, and much more.
Wow, I had no idea you guys were doing so many cool things down here. I've heard also that you host different types of events that Santa Barbara businesses can get involved. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Thanks, Harold. Actually, we do. We rent out our facility in the evenings, and we've had weddings, bar mitzvahs, the whole gamut. One nice thing for corporations that want to rent out our facility, we have high-tech gear here. We have an 84-inch plasma screen, a high-definition theater, and many other capabilities that make renting out our facility just a premier facility to come to. And if you'd like to learn more about our rates, which are very competitive, please check out our website at www.sbmm.org. Of course, you can also learn about all the other wonderful things that happen at this Maritime Museum on our website, which include supporting our museum with your membership and volunteering here. We have all sorts of exciting ways to participate, and we'd love for you to check out our website or give us a call at 962-8404, and that's area code 805.
Julie, that sounds great. I want to thank all of you for spending some time with us here today on Santa Barbara Life magazine, and I learned a lot of things that I didn't know you had going on down here at the museum, and from the exhibits and the offerings that you have for parties and events and all your tech gear. You guys really got it going on. So anyway, one more time, I want to thank you for being a part of Santa Barbara Life magazine.